Kiddushin Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, Rabbi said. Kiddushin Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, we left off in the middle of the story. Ah, good. We're going to get to car soon. We have to see a little more, then we'll get to cars. So Kiddushin Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells the story of Rav and Rav Yehuda. Rav and Rav Yehuda were two Amoraim who had just been quoted over the preceding 20 lines, the end of Pei Aleph Beis and the top of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, as telling us two dinim. The first din was the bottom of Pei Aleph Beis, that there is a din of Shnei Anashim Ksherim. The Mishnah says two men and a woman is Mutzav Yichud. So that's true, Rav, Yehuda quotes from Rav, assuming that those two men are Anashim Ksherim. If they're Prutzim, then any number of Prutzim with one woman is a violation of Hilchos Yichud. That was the first memra, the bottom of Pei Aleph Beis. The top of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, the second memra, also has Yehuda in the name of Rav, that even when you're dealing with Anashim Ksherim, two Anashim Ksherim, one woman is mutter, provided that you are Ba'ir. If you are Badarech, if you're on the road, so then if you're otherwise out in the wilderness, so then you need three rather than two. Shem Yitzdarech Echamem Lahashtin, where one may need to relieve himself, and if you're out in the wilderness, in the backcountry, that means you're going to have to suddenly disappear for a good 10, 15, 20 minutes. So that if you only have two men and a woman, one disappears suddenly, and then you're left with the yichud situation. That's why Badarech, the second memra of Rav Yehuda, B'Shem Rav, Badarech you need three rather than two. No, Badarech you need two shomrim rather than one. And we discussed previously, the Ravid expands this. We're not, most of us don't find ourselves in the wilderness that often, certainly not in a mixed group, but the Ravid expands this to Balayla as well. And that's obviously a far more common scenario, that once it's nighttime or overnight, each shomer only counts as half. You need two shomers, that'll be shlosha anashim k'shem v'isha achaz, rather than shnei anashim k'shem. Then the Gemara goes on to tell a story. A story of Yehuda and Rav, these two Balei Memra, Rav and his Talmud Rav Yehuda. And last time we had a chance to notice two of the dinim that the story teaches us directly, and now I want to look at what the story doesn't say. What the story does say, we learned two things last day. Remember that Rav and Yehuda are traveling together, and they're walking quickly, and they draw closer to a woman who's up ahead, walking alone more slowly. Rav says to Yehuda, we better move quickly, otherwise we're going to fall into Gehenna here. We're going to violate Hilchos Yichud if we don't quickly walk beyond her. If we stay around here, we're going to violate Hilchos Yichud. And Rav Yehuda says, the Rebbe, why? You told me the Ksherim, the Mishnah, you said Ksherim, so we're Ksherim. Why is there a Yichud problem? To which Rav Yehuda responds, Abadah, there's a Yichud problem. We're not Ksherim. Ksherim is a very high standard. So last time we spoke about the two things the story overtly teaches us. Number one is that there is yichud in the outdoors. Yichud does not require walls. Yichud just requires seclusion. So if you're a young man, a young woman taking a hike together, if it's secluded enough, that's a yichud problem. There's no one around, even though there are no walls. Okay, number one. Number two, that first point is l'chalades. Number two, machlokas, are we showing him how to interpret Rav's comment? We're not ksherim. So as we saw last time, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, take that at face value, and that is an Ikar Adin, that Stam Anashim Prutzim. That's the position of the Rambam. The Rambam just says, Kedarko, he doesn't make a point of the Yisod, he's saying. He just talks, he says, many men with one woman is an Isra Yichud. You look at that, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, Tzipay. You look at this, what he means against the Mishnah. The answer is, clearly, as Noah Kalin points out, clearly he took Rav at face value. Yes, there's a din of Shein Hashem Ksheirim, but Ksheirim is such an incredibly high standard, even Rav didn't meet that standard. So what are we going to say about ourselves? If Rav wasn't the Kasher, we are certainly not. So So that's what Rambam says, the whole din of Sherim Shem Ksherim doesn't really apply. So any number of men with one woman is a problem. How is there ever, by the way, a Heter Yichud at all? So you can never... How can you ever be? And who's watching the video camera? Very good. So Sifhei quoted the Rambam who said, any number of men and one woman is a problem, as is any number of women and one man. When is it mutter? So you take a look at Sif Vav. Shulchan Aruch continues to quote the Rambam. We'll just read the first line. Nashim harbe im anashim harbe in choshin yichud. Many women and many men. So that's already not an isra yichud, even for the Rambam. In other words, even though they're all, according to the Rambam, everyone's classified as a parutz. But if you have many men and many women, that's just not yichud. It's not private. You're in the middle of a big crowd. It may or may not be appropriate, but to be in the middle of Times Square is not yichud. You might not belong in Times Square for a variety of reasons. Histoplasis tends to be a serious issue. And the crowd, not just on December 31st, but in general, the crowd is often a seedy situation, not as bad as it was decades ago, for those who know the New York City history. But still, rarely is it an appropriate place for Ben Torah to be. But it may be inappropriate, but it's not an issue of yichud. Yichud means there has to be some degree of privacy. If it's many men and many women, that's Rosh Hasharav. That's by definition not yichud. What's many, that's a machalokas aposkim on the page. Whether it's two and two or three and three, we usually assume three and three. Okay, so that's the position of the Rambam. Then we saw the Ramah quotes the vast majority of Rishonim say, no, Rav was being machmir. We saw in the Sadr, Ritos Rezakin says it, the Ritva says it on Kiddushin, the Ramah quotes it from the Ran and from others. No, it's Damashim Ksherim. Rav, ironically, it's a little meta, Rav was being machmir and calling himself a parus. It was actually an act of great tzidkus on his part, an act of incredible kashrus. He was such a machmir, they call himself a mekel. He considered himself to be a parus, but that was a personal chumrah of Rav. That was not me'ikar hadin. So those are 2 points that derive from the overt aspects of the story. What the story does tell us. The story says, hey, there's a hilchos yichud problems. Number one, hilchos yichud applies even in the outdoors, potentially, if you're secluded. And number two, you got to figure out what was Rav saying, that we're prutz, and was that me'ikar hadin, as the Shulchan Aruch of Rambam say, or was that a chumrah of Rav, but stam anashim are chair. But now the question is, what does the story not say? What does the story not say? Remember, never talk about the Hashmata. Rabbi Yehuda, Rav says we have a Yehilchus Yichud problem. Rabbi Yehuda says, read the line, we're Ksherim. And Rav says, no, we're not Ksherim. What should he have said? But there, we're not even sure why did Rabbi Yehuda raise the problem. We just said the two dinim, Ksherim, but also Badarach. We are Badarach, we need three. What's going on? And one Rav, instead of Rav saying, oh, we're not Ksherim, just say, Badarach, we need three. So there appear to be three solutions to this problem. On the one hand, on the other hand, and the middle approach. On the one hand, the Maharsha on the back of the Gemara, here on Kiddushin Payal, he says, there must have been a third person. No one says anything about Badarach, we need three. So it must be there was a third person there. Except he wasn't an Amora. It was Rabbi Yehuda and Ploni. But Ploni wasn't Chashav enough to get caught in the Gemara. But you're supposed to understand from context, obviously it was the third person. Okay. So that's a very simple solution. It does not introduce any new halachic chidushim. It does, however, introduce a new element to the story that was in state. That's on the one extreme. On the other extreme, from the Marsha, is the Rif. The Rif does not, if you look in the Rif, remember we've seen in the past, he's a kitzer of the Gemara Lahalacha. He never quotes the din of Baderach. He only quotes the first member of Rav, that Shnei Anashim is Ksherim but not Prutzim. But he never says anything about Baderach, you need three. It just doesn't appear in the Rif. Why? So perhaps, and the Halacha was some Achron who suggests this, yeah, the Rif said, from the story, it must be the Rif on the story. From the story, you see that Mulmaskana, we reject this Chumrah Baderach because it wasn't raised. So apparently, at one point in his life, Rav said this. and Rehuda quoted, but later on he must have changed his mind. The Rip says the whole din about the Marsha says the din about Derech is Chai V'Kayim. It just this was there were three people. The Rip says the other extreme. This story teaches me the whole din about Derech went out the window. There's no longer a need for three Baderech at all. That does not make it to the page of Shulchan Aruch. What does make it to the page of Nos HaKelim is a middle approach. Nos HaKelim quotes, the Beis Shmuel quotes on the side, Rabbein Yeruchim says, maybe the story teaches you not like the Rift that Baderech doesn't apply at all, but that Baderech applies sometimes. And this is the position of the Ramah, Reish Rameh, Rameh HaLevi, and quoted by Rabbi Yeruchim, Rishonim, who say, well, what was the Svara for Baderech? Why did he three? Because it's just Reuben, Shimon, and Leah, and then Reuben needs to excuse himself, so Shimon would be left behind with Leah for a significant chunk of time. Fred the Ramah, the Rabbi Yeruchim, why? Let Shimon disappear also. They should both leave. So if Reuben has to excuse himself, the Shimon will also head off the road into the wilderness. He'll give Reuben a little space, but he'll head off also. And leave her alone, and they'll come back together. What's the problem? The Beit Ruchim says, Baderech, you need three, if Holchen Ima L'Shomra. If she asked, I'm not comfortable traveling intercity by myself, it's a little frightening, do you mind if I go along with you? So they said, sure. So now they have a responsibility. They can't just leave her alone on the road. Okay, that's not. You took responsibility for this woman. She wants to travel with you for protection. So then if Reuben's going to disappear, Shimon has to stay with her. If Shimon stays there alone, it's a Yichud problem. So that's why you need three. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Leah. Reuben disappears. Shimon and Levi will stay with Leah and keep her safe. And keep her protected. Ah, Rabbi Yeruchim says, so the whole din of Baderech, not just you're Baderech, but you're Baderech and you have an Achrayus for her. But in this situation, you're Baderech. Did Rav and Yehud have any Achrayus for her? Were they Holchen Imo L'Shamra? Clearly not. They just met her happenstance while they were traveling. They weren't with her before, and they don't. And after Rav says to Yehud, let's leave. Let's move quickly so we'll get ahead of her so we won't be together with her. So that's what Rabbi Yeruchim says. In this scenario, Baderech was irrelevant, because if Rabbit had to disappear, Yehuda could disappear too, and vice versa. That's what Rabbi Yeruchim says, that again, the Marsha says the story does not have any limitation on the din of Baderech. The Rif says the story is a total limitation of Baderech. The story is a rejection of the whole Chumra of Baderech. And Rabbi Yeruchim, down the middle, Rabbi Yeruchim and the Ramah, say the story limits Baderech. Baderech still applies, but it's limited to a case of Holchin Ima L'Shamra. It's limited to a scenario where they're taking Achrayas for her. In a case they're not taking any Achrayas, so they could both disappear. So Mela, the concern about Derech is not in force, and therefore there is, it suffices to have two, and that's why Yehuda asked Rav, what happened, why do we need, what's the problem with Yichon? They said, we have, the only solution is we are Prutzim.